Talk to us a little bit. How
All
was your
right.
summer, dog?
The summer was good. Spent a little time in Honduras, a little time at my summer camp, a little time at home. It was nice. It was pretty calm, went a little fast, but nice to be back. Nice to be here with y'all. How was your summer?
My summer was basic, the same old, like unemployment for more than half of it.
Course.
Then
Of course.
we had a little period where I was very broke, but it's okay though, 'cause I got a job at the end. I got a little
That's what I'm
internship
talking
for
about.
myself, and it was lit, man. But I'm just excited to be back as always. Everybody, if you're listening, follow livewell.laf on
Of course,
Instagram.
at livewell.laf.
We're on the marketing team, so you feel me? We had to pop out real quick.
Of course, of course.
And we got Young Yak in the background, so we're gonna start it off with a classic song. This is another one, Bites the Dust. That was Another One Bites the Dust, and it was just an appropriate song to kick the semester off to.
Yeah, I think if you've seen Bohemian Rhapsody, I don't know. How do you feel about it? Did you see Bohemian Rhapsody, Adolfo?
I did not see Bohemian Rhapsody. Did you see the other music movies that came out this year? Like the Beatles.
Yesterday was excellent. Wasn't really.
Yesterday was okay.
It was excellent, and it wasn't really about the Beatles.
The Beatles.
Rocket Man about Elton
Rocket Man,
John.
I hated.
What?
I hated it.
What?
I like Elton John, don't get me wrong, but the movie just felt so repetitive. You know what I'm saying? It felt like it was like something bad happened, then he made a good song. Then something bad happened. It just felt like the same thing every time. You know what I'm saying?
Are you kidding me? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
Okay. We'll go into this more later. But right now, here is a classic. The Beatles, Oh Darling. What an intro. Let's hear it.
This song is a song that I discovered over the summer, and this is written in the years, because why not?
Real quick, I work at a summer camp, and my camper, his mom, was a backup singer for this artist and traveled OD all
what?
Across the country.
What?
Yeah, OD.
No, stop yeah. playing with me.
Yeah, yeah. This is Reel in the Years, Steely Dan.
That's amazing. Summer, you can see it fading fast. So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand. Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time. Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years? James, talk to him a little bit about this song. What does the song mean to you, James?
All right. Well, this song is by a band that's probably is my pop's favorite band. I think this band and Marvin Gaye are my pop's two favorite artists, so I really grew up with both of them. This is The Who, Baba O'Reilly. I was just told the New York Rangers skate out of this every home game. So that's pretty I don't think I can curse, but that's pretty cool. It's pretty dope. Yeah, here we go. Baba O'Reilly.
Rhymes, that was a great song. Great musicianship. This next one is a song that I actually first discovered on Breaking Bad when Skyler starts smoking cigarettes. It was a very touching scene. It was sad, but this is a beautiful song. It's called Didn't I by Durando. What'd you think of that, James? What'd you think?
I thought it was excellent. I thought it was
I love that you say excellent now. You sound like a
doctor.
You sound like a like a young doctor. That's what you sound like to me.
Thank you.
This is how doctors speak.
Thank you.
They say things like excellent because you're in excellent condition.
Thank you. That's excellent to hear. This next song is a change of pace for sure. It's more of a it's a different vibe. I'm still with it, but it's a different vibe. It's Beyond the Sea. Let it rock.
That go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond the stars. as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go say.
This next song is a great song by a great band, The Temptations, led by David Ruffin. His brother Jimmy Ruffin was also part of the band. Just giving you a little bit of history. I don't know why. But Zadok, actually, my friend asked me to play this song, and so this one is for the great one.
Sunshine, blue skies, please go away. A girl found another and gone away. With her went my future. My life is filled with gloom. So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain.
That is a great song, though.
I don't hate the rain.
You what?
No, I love the rain. Shout out to my summer camp. Nothing better than rain on the tent. Also, my Irish blood. I love the rain. No cap. What? What song?
There's nothing but straight potatoes over there.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry.
What you got up?
This is a Three Ring Circus by a little band called Blue Magic. I discovered them at work.
All right, I don't know if I've heard this song, so let me. All right,
let's tell it. Let's see what you think at the end of this.
I will. Right? I will.
West of Mississippi, he's just a face painted on smiles, jumping up and down and making people happy. Though deep inside the shadows, he could laugh and no one knows there's a love.
Tell me what you think, James. What happened?
All right. I think you really have an excellent taste in music, typically. And I trust you. I really do. On that one...
Never trust somebody before they say anything. Don't trust anything before but.
With that being said, that wasn't one of your best. That wasn't one of your best. I think it was a good song. Maybe a lot of the listeners liked it. I hope they did. For me, personally, it wasn't there. But I'm gonna let you know that because I'm just letting you know because I respect your opinion in general.
I respect that, James, but he's wildin'.
Not wildin'. This right here is perhaps the coolest tandem of all time musically. I think they hit different. Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell.
They do hit a little bit different. All right, this is your All I Need to Get By.
Sacrifice for you, dedicate my love to you.
This next song is a little song that I want to dedicate to somebody. I lied. Eli just put me onto this song other day. I was with Devin and Eli the other day, and Eli played this. So now I'm playing this on the radio, on the airwaves. This one's called Oh Girl. James, talk to him. Talk to the people at home.
Nah. This is just a beautiful song. A beautiful song by one of my favorite artists of all time, Billy Joel. I'm waiting for this biopic to come out. I mean, what, we got Queen, we got Elton John, we got the Beatles. I guess we're getting Billy Joel next. I hope we do. Anyways, She's Always a Woman. Love this song. Let it rock.
She can kill with a smile, she can wound with her eyes, and she can ruin your faith with her casual lies. And she only reveals what she wants you to see. She hides like a child, but she's always a woman to me. She can lead you to love, she can take you on. She can ask for the truth, but she'll never believe. And she Venus is free. Yeah, she steals like a thief, but she's always a woman to me. Ahead of her time. Oh, and she never gives up, and she never gives in. She just changes her mind, and she'll promise you more than the Garden of Eden. And she'll carelessly cut you and laugh while you're bleeding. But you bring out the best and the worst you can be. Blame it all on yourself, 'cause she's always a woman to me.
That was a beautiful song. Thank you, James, for blessing our ears with that one today. It was much needed, you feel me? But this next song is called You're the Only Woman, and I thought about it because the titles were really similar. And this is a song by Ambrosia, and I think that they're a really underrated group. So check this one out and tell me, guys, what you think at the end.
Yeah. All right. All right. Right here, I think it's well known if you've listened to this show before. Stevie Wonder might be my favorite artist of all time. He's up there. Him, Marvin Gaye. I don't know. It's hard to choose. But what you got?
Stevie, you just have to give so much credit to simply because he can't see.
My man can't see.
Like, that's really
he can't see what he's playing.
Like, he's incredible. He's incredible with or without the sight. But the fact that he doesn't have it just adds a different layer to the greatness.
Cool. Also, if you think he can see, you're chatting. And that whole conspiracy theory gets me mad tight. But it's okay. Right here, Stevie Wonder. What?
Stevie Wonder, if you ever want to comment, if somehow you're listening to this,
someone
to the show.
Someone get this to Stevie Wonder because we love you. And
also, I'm a talent manager, so if you want to get managed by me,
yeah, he definitely needs that. Stevie Wonder, for once in my life, let it rock, let it rock.
Guys, we want to thank you. If you're still listening, thank you very much. Tell a friend if you can. We really appreciate any audience that we can get. And just thank you guys for listening. And that's the end of the episode for today. Do you have anything to say to them, James?
Appreciate you if you're still here. We'll be back next week.
7 o'clock?
7 o'clock. 7 o'clock. 7 to 8.
Yeah, we were having technical difficulties today. That's why we started a little bit later.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. That happened.
But everything is fine now.
Yeah. Have a blessed weekend. Be safe.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, that's it.
Take care, guys.